Good morning. 7:25 a.m. 7:25 a.m. on Monday, October the 13th, 2014. 7:25 a.m. I've been walking for 16 minutes and 36 seconds. So moving right along this morning. The reason is I am just about frozen. The temperature at the house said 40. I'm guessing it's probably closer to 36. It is cold out here this morning. I'm trying to walk fast to generate a little body heat. I got plenty of clothes on, but my hands and ears are a bit crispy this morning. Some geese. I don't know if you could pick that up or not. They were very low, but they were also off to the side. So yeah, so Monday, today is the first day of my new calendar. The calendar I have synced to my phone with all the tasks on it that I want to do today. Today is a heavy task day because therapy kicks me out of my normal pattern. Normally, I wouldn't be able to record. I wouldn't be walking right now because I would still be, I would have been on my way home from dropping a kid from school at school. And I wouldn't have time between arriving home and having to leave again for my therapy at 8. As it is, I should be getting back to the house about 7:45. I need about 7 minutes to get from my house to my therapist's office, so that's just down the street. But after that, today, I've got to take the car over to the shop. It's getting a replacement side mirror and an oil change. Have to go to the bank, deposit my checks. I'm going to get a haircut today. I actually kind of like the longer haired look, but it's in the way. It's in my ears, and it gets in the way of keeping my scalp from being all flaky from my arthritis, which sounds weird, but yeah, it's one of the symptoms of my brand of arthritis, is that I'm prone to psoriasis, and I get it on my scalp, just over my ears. It's really quite disgusting. So, yeah, yesterday was my birthday. And I got out for my walk early. That was the last actual productive thing I think I did all day. I played all day. It was fun. I didn't feel guilty at all because I'd done so much work already this week, the last week, that, what I gotta do next is get the cover ready for upload. The book itself is largely ready, and then I can order the galley and start on ownership. Something's gonna have to give because I've overbooked this week. Clearly, I've overbooked this week. So it may be ownership. Or maybe South Coast. I'd really like to get South Coast released by the end of the month. And so that probably should have priority, because that's income. I'm sure it's not going to sell anywhere near as well as any of the other books, but having the 10th book out is important. And I'm seriously giving consideration to putting the ebook and the paperback out at the same time thereby taking one title off my to-do list later in the month. So we'll see. I'm still in the air about that. I'm going to be a little bit flexible on that one. Beautiful morning. Oh gosh, it's gorgeous. It's cold as hell, but it is beautiful. The sun is up finally. It wasn't up when I took the photograph, but when I captured the image. I wonder if it's a digital picture or photograph. Light writing. I suppose it is. But yeah, the trees are, particularly at the tops where the sun is shining. It's not shining down here yet because there's lots of shadows on the ground, but the treetops are mostly yellow. They're quite fall-like, quite festive. Maybe I'll take a bonus picture for the street this morning. The long eastern reach where I have that long walk to the eastern. And I mentioned, I think, yesterday that the day before, that the trees were nicely turned. Get a picture before we have a rainstorm or heavy wind or something, and all the leaves get blown down. A lot of aspens. They don't really do that well down here. It's a little low. The altitude isn't quite up to their range. There's a house right there, for example, that has a stand of dozens of new aspens. They're small trees. They're very, I don't think one of them is more than 4 inches in diameter, but there's a lot of them. And it's common with aspens. They spread using root suckers and grow up in clumps and drifts. That's how they spread across the mountainsides. So a large stand of aspen is generally all the same tree, in that it shares a common root. Get up a little heat now. I can tell because now I'm sort of sweaty underneath, and that's uncomfortable too. I can't win this morning, honestly. I had to laugh. I got a comment. I think it was over on Solar Clipper where I recommended Derelict. And somebody suggested that I dial 1-800-WINE, shut up and get writing. It made me laugh. Yeah, it's true. I should shut up and get writing. I should stop whining. Let's see if we can't make that happen. See how this works. Now the sun is up, but it's well to the south. I wonder if I can get a picture. I'm gonna have to get into the shadow here a bit, because right now all I get is glare, but we'll see. So yeah, Eastern Reach. How am I doing on time? 7:23. No, 7:34. I got a new message at 7:23. So yeah, I should be home in time to... just about home in time to rename the file and upload it to Dropbox before I have to leave. I won't get a chance to post it right away because I've got these things to do. Monk post. And we'll see what we can do with they. He's got to walk in his new puppy. Some sort of lab mix, I think. Cute little bugger. Morning. Yeah, that's the guy. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Stand in the middle of the road. Well, let me get out of the middle of the road while I get set up here. Yes. Taking the picture, stopped recording. You didn't miss much. I'll splice these together when I get back. This is one of the problems with this new phone is that everything seems to interrupt the recording. I don't quite understand why. So when I take the picture, it shut off. Luckily, I took a bunch of pictures all at once and didn't really say too much in the middle. Mostly I was walking along looking to see if there was pictures I wanted to take, and there were, so I did. And as a result, I missed a few minutes out of the middle. Mostly it's quiet, so don't worry about it. Anyway, one of the topics of discussion this weekend has been Patreon, the artist support structure, and it's an interesting model, but it breaks down in a couple of ways. First, it requires an audience to be comfortable with paying a subscription to a website they don't know. And most people don't know Patreon. So we have to not only attract an audience to your writing, you also have to attract an audience to Patreon to be willing to pay there. And it's basically a subscription. And they have to be willing to pay for things that they'll be getting rather than the stuff that's there already. Although I suspect that there's also a mechanism whereby you can put a catalog of stuff up there and offer all you can eat to new Patreon supporters. It's a morning. It's one of those tools where I've seen it abused more frequently than I've seen it used effectively. There are a lot of people who signed on, and I've had to kill them out of social media. I had to take them out because everything was, there's a new post on Patreon. You can support me on Patreon. You can find me on Patreon. You can, yeah. And so not only are they having to attract an audience, and they're using social media to try to do that quite ineffectively, but they're also having to attract people to their work. It just isn't working. I'm not saying it can't work, but I think the two criteria are the same for Patreon as they are for Kindle and what is it? Unlimited. I keep typing Kindle Unbundled. I keep thinking Kindle United. Anyway, there has to be a sufficient audience who's willing to participate in a subscription model, and there has to be content sufficient for them to pay a subscription, and the author has to get enough per subscription to make it worth doing, and that's the equation that very few people have actually solved yet. So it's an interesting challenge. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate, more or less. Heading up to the back gate. And I point to the day where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.